Hello, my name is Susie Bear Collins. I'm co-artistic director at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez, my co-artistic director, and we're here to talk about the 100th season at the Omaha Playhouse starting in September.
Opening in the Hawks Main Stage Theater is Jersey Boys, which opens in September. Jersey Boys is the jukebox sensation that takes you behind the scenes of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It has great hits such as Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
And then in our smaller Howard Drew Theater, in October, we open Angels in America, Tony Kushner's play, Part One, Millennium Approaches, the winner of the 1993 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and the Tony Award that year for Best Play. Angels in America is one of the greatest American plays of this past century. It reminds us that we, even in the darkest of times, can find community and comfort. And then in November, on the main stage of the Omaha Playhouse, it wouldn't be Christmas without Charles Jones's beautiful adaptation of Charles Dickens' tale, A Christmas Carol. This is a glorious holiday event. It is will be our 49th production, and the entire family will have a ball seeing Victorian costumes, magical scenery, beautiful music, dance, and ghosts. Then in the Howard Drew Theater, we have some guests. Cabaret entertainers from Chicago are here for the holidays, Laura Freeman, Becky Menzie, and Marianne Murphy Orland. They're called Girls Like Us, and the name of the show is Girls Like Us, A Little Naughty, Mostly Nice, with music of the season and some wonderful holiday stories.
Next up in our Hacks Main Stage Theater is the hit musical Waitress, playing in January 2025. It's based on the 2007 film and follows the story of Jenna. This incredible musical features music and lyrics by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, and this will be a regional premiere for the Playhouse.
Then in the Drew again, there's a play written by the Oscar-nominated actor and playwright Coleman Domingo called Dot. It will open in February. Concerns a woman named Dottie and her three adult children. They come together for the holidays, but there's an issue as Dottie struggles with the challenges of dementia. It's funny, it's touching, it's about the complexities of aging parents, midlife crises, and the essence of a West Philadelphia community with a blend of wit and candor. Then, on the Hawk stage, The Old Man and the Old Moon, I would say, is a play with music. It opens March 7th. It's an original folktale, music by Pigpen Theater. It's about an old man who climbs a ladder every night to refill the moon with moonlight. And one night, his wife, she's lonely, she misses him, and she goes off hearing the sound of a distant melody. The story is very imaginative and creative as the old man goes off on a journey to bring her home. It reminds us of the unwavering power of love.
Up next in the Hawks Main Stage Theater is Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville, which opens in April of 2025. In Escape to Margaritaville, a part-time bartender and part-time singer is convinced that he has life completely sorted out. However, his world takes a turn when a captivating tourist captures his heart. This musical comedy features the most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, such as Cheeseburger in Paradise, Margaritaville, and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere.
Don't you think it's going to be a party in the main stage theater
Be a party. Following up in the Drew Theater, closing out that season in May of 2025, is an exciting title called American Mariachi. It follows Lucha, who spends her days caring for her ailing mother, but longs for something more. As a way to connect with her mother, Lucha and her cousin strike upon a radical idea to defy social norms and create an all-female mariachi band, infused with vibrant, infectious life mariachi music. This regional premiere reminds us how the power of music and love can help make the seemingly impossible come true.
And our 100th season comes to an end on the Hawks Main Stage Theater with Titanic the Musical, opening on May 30th. Book by Peter Stone, music and lyrics by Maury Yeston. It tells the true stories of the officers, crew members, and passengers of the Titanic ship, which sunk to the bottom of the ocean on its maiden voyage on April 14th, 1912. This musical has an epic score and showcases the grand and majestic ship herself, featuring moments of heartbreaking intimacy. And that's our season 100 at the Omaha Playhouse.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Again, I'm Alex Rodriguez here with Susie Bear Collins, co-artistic directors at the Omaha Community Playhouse. We're so excited for our 100th season. For more information, you can visit our website, omahaplayhouse.com.